You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
It's almost like you read my notes, because now I want to transition into personal mastery, right? Because okay. I'm sitting here, I'm listening to you, and you have to have a great deal of self-awareness, right? To look at a situation, almost a different perspective, and say, okay, how do I want to be perceived? How do I want my brand, right, to be viewed? Where did that come from? Like, that doesn't just fall from the skies. Like, I'm this self-aware person and I want to, you know, how'd you get that? Like, where'd that come from?
I think I've always been pretty introspective. I struggle to even think back to kind of an aha moment of, you know, this is it. I think one of the things that I was made aware of with my family and like my mom, just not being shy with understanding what it means to be a Black woman in America and what comes with that, having pride in that, as well as understanding there will be challenges, and also recognizing in my field, like, you know, you mentioned being a recovering engineer.
No, I'm recovered. I don't know what state you're in, but I'm completely recovered. I'm recovered.
Okay. But yeah, I noticed it in my classes. Actually, as I'm thinking as I speak, I think this came from high school. I come from 53206. I'm proud of that. My neighborhood definitely has some challenges, but I am proud of being able to grow from that and still be where I am today. But as a part of that, I was going to go to one of our neighborhood schools for high school, and my mom did not want that, right? I had expressed that I wanted to go to college, and she was like, okay, well, we need to do something different for high school. So I went to private school, which is completely different than my neighborhood school. And that was the first time I needed to tap into my self-awareness, I think, because I felt like an imposter there, right? There were other Black kids there, but they had been to private school and they were used to the different dynamics, like even dress code and religion class and, you know, and it was so strange. And I didn't speak a lot in my first year. Like, I really didn't try to even make friends. It was like, okay, I'll come to school and I'll get my grades and then I'll go home to my real people, like, after this, you know. And I played sports. Like, I ran track and cross country and things. So I was around people, but I really didn't insert myself the way I could have. And I think that was my first bit of exposure of needing to be self-aware and encouraging myself to do things differently. So when I was put in other situations like the Mattoons and Kentuckys, and, you know, I reminded myself of that, of not so much to be just a chameleon and adapt to everything and lose myself, really knowing who I am and what parts that I felt comfortable adjusting to.
Now, did you have specific ways that you do that, right? When I think about successful people, they're disciplined. Mm-hmm. They do things because they're committed to it, not because they like them particularly. So what kind of, I guess, practical things have you done over the years to kind of keep yourself going in that upward trajectory? Because I don't think people realize, like, shining is expensive. It costs you something. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not free. That's why everybody doesn't do it, because it's easy to be lazy and to don't do what you need to do. Like, that's easy.
Right.
It's harder, right, to be excellent and to maintain the standard of excellence over time, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you shine?
That discipline piece is very important. I am very tough on myself to be my best self, to show up a particular way, to really tap into, you know, what do I want? I know my sister says often, you know, you'll think about something for a while, but once you've made up your mind that this is it, then that's it. Like, there is no turning back from it. You know, there's no wavering after that. And that's one of the things that she expresses being proud of me of, is that I go into something really 110%. And it's a lot of my family. Like, I believe in that village piece so much. And I've referred to my, like my mom and my sisters, my aunt, you know, they've always been there to be an encouragement, to be support, and really help me, especially in those tough times, and remind me who I am so that I can get back in there when I feel a bit defeated.
That's awesome. I can identify with that because when I was in high school, I was always a smart kid. Like, I was as smart as I needed to be. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to give any effort over and above academically, even mm-hmm. though I could. But I didn't think I was smart enough to go to college. I didn't think I could afford it. And it was people like my mom, my sister that said, Elsie, you're smart. You can do this. Right? That mm-hmm. that kind of turned that switch on for me. And I'll never forget, I was going to go to the Army. Because not that there's anything wrong with the Army. There's nothing wrong with the Army. but I thought that that was my only option because I wasn't smart enough. I couldn't afford college. And so going down the path, I was going to do it. And I told my sister, it's like, hey, this is what I'm going to do. And she started to plant those seeds to otherwise. And it worked because one day I woke up and I'm like, you know what? I think I can do it. And so yeah. I go to my recruiter and I say, hey, you know, I changed the plans. I think I'm going to go to college instead. And I'll never forget the moment. He was about my height at the time. Mm-hmm. He looked me right in the eye and he said, you won't be able to do it. You can't afford it. Wow. And that was the moment. Switch goes off and I was like, okay, not only am I going to do it,
yes.
but I'm going to do it well. And from that point on, it was like, all right, now I'm kind of crazy in that, like, I literally believe I can do anything. Mm-hmm. So I can definitely identify with that support system. Before we hit record, we had a bit of a disagreement.
Yes.
Speaking of excellence and shining, mm-hmm. and I was sharing with you how I know how I am, right? Especially back in high school, I was the guy, like, if you're not on my team and you fall during a game, I'm not helping you up. I might even kick you so that, no, not that far, but I'm not that guy that's going to help you up, uh-huh, right? That wasn't me. And so as I've gotten more seasoned, I've learned to position my thinking to be helpful, to add value, and letting the outcome happen as it may. But you said, I hear you, but I need to win.
I need to win.
help me. Let's walk people through why both ways are okay, right?
Yeah.
And talking thought leadership and knowing personal mastery, knowing what works for you. To help us understand how that works for you, for Michelle.
Yeah, so I am definitely competitive. Again, I come from a big, loud family, and we give each other crap. So one of the things that my mom did, which I think was just awesome, we always had game night. So that competitiveness and, you know, going back and forth with each other has been there since the very beginning. So it was not going to go anywhere once I've entered the world of my own. And I really wanted to win, like that feeling of being the best, even if it was just for this season, even if it was just for this moment. You know, I love that. I love getting my gold star in school. Like, those were the things that really pushed me. And not to say that I wasn't a team player, but again, with that self-awareness, I did individual sports. Again, I ran cross country by myself, okay? I did track, you know, I stay in my lane, literally. So, you know, I did things where I wanted to win, and especially not feeling like I needed to put others down to do it, because I'm definitely a helper. But with that too, to get my gold star, I do all the things. Like, I think about the training that I need to do to win. I think about the practice that I need to put in. I think about other advantages that I need to just expose myself to. And when I study myself and others, you know, other people who are definitely winning in that space and seeing what they're doing. So I put the work in to win. And it's almost like a flip of, I want to win that bad. I'm going to dig as deep into the rabbit hole as I need to figure out all the nuggets to be able to win. I think it would be very detrimental if I was just like, oh, I want to win and do nothing.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I think that's why I can kind of say it with a smile, like, no, winning is it. Like, you enter it with winning
yeah.
at the top of mind.
Yeah.
Because I know I've also done the things to try to get there.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.